Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. What's the impact on the latest spring storm on flooding, especially in southeast South Dakota? National Weather Service hydrologist Mike Gillespie is with us for an update on what's ahead for our rivers and streams. Mike, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Thanks. Good afternoon.
Let's take a look back before we look at what's happening right now and what might happen in the future. Where were we sitting at before the current weather event took hold?
Basically, the Big Sioux River had reached its peak crest everywhere back in late March to the first couple days of April here. Everything had started kind of dropping off until we saw some areas that received the 1 to 3 inches of rain last weekend caused a few additional rises. But the peak crest we had seen was back in late March on the Big Sioux River. The James River is still kind of continuing to go up or just remaining high heading into this storm.
All right. So what does this storm look like then? And the storm, of course, is still developing. But what kind of predictions are we seeing?
Yeah, we're still looking at most of central and east central, northeast South Dakota receiving 15 to possibly 25 inches of snow over the next couple of days here. Basically, if you look at a line from, say, Pickstown, Fort Randall Dam area through Mitchell up to Brookings, everything north of that East River is going to be in that 15 to 25-inch range. So a lot of moisture. We're looking at 1.5 to 2.5 inches of moisture, maybe locally 3 inches of moisture falling with this. So once that snow starts melting over the next 7 to 14 days, we're going to be seeing additional rises on the rivers.
What are some of the high hazard areas or the places that will be impacted the most from that melt in the next 7 to 14 days?
Yeah, I would say the on the Big Sioux River, you're looking at areas from Watertown, the Lake Kempeska area, down through I-90 north of Sioux Falls here, are probably going to be back fairly close to the crest that we saw last month, possibly even a little higher here and there, but very similar crest to what we saw at the end of March. And we're expecting those crests to occur probably in about 10 to 14 days, somewhere around, say, the 20th through the 22nd of April here. On the James River, it's basically just going to be a continued slow rise. Major flooding is going to be continuing along the entire stretch of the river in South Dakota. And the way the James River works, this is probably going to be several weeks to several months that we're going to be dealing with significant flooding on the James River.
So when we talk about the crests that were before, those were historic crests. Are we still looking at, when we look at those levels, potentially coming back on the Big Sioux and continuing on the James, what's the impact of some of those communities who were preparing and many who had done a lot to prepare? What happens now for them?
It's going to be another round of flooding. Like I said, the record crest that we saw, most of those were back in mid-March that we saw, at least on the Big Sioux Basin. The records that we saw after that were short-term gauges that don't have a long history. We're still looking at major flood levels along the entire stretch of that river, which means a lot of county roads going to be under, potentially some communities. Again, that stretch from Flandreau, Del Rapids, Baltic, Renner, and then also up into the Watertown area is going to be dealing with some high water levels again. So it's just another round. It's not going to be any worse at this point than what we saw last month, particularly in the Sioux Falls area. We're not looking at the Skunk Creek issues that we had that caused all of the problems around town. But high water levels are going to continue through the middle to later portions of April here, and hopefully we can get into a drier pattern once this snow melts and gets out of here, that we don't keep adding additional water to the river systems, because everything's saturated right now, everything's wet, the river levels are high, and there just really isn't much room for additional water to come into the systems right now.
What do we know about the chances of that working in our favor? Is it too soon to look that far out after this system moves in?
Yeah, at least for the next week or so after this system clears out, it looks like we should be generally dry. Obviously, we're going to be below normal temperatures with snowpack sitting on the ground across the half of the state here. But at least it doesn't look like any big precipitation systems coming in for about the next week or so after that. And then as we get into the end of April, 1st of May, that's where we're starting to get a little more uncertainty as far as what might be happening then. But the longer range outlooks are pointing towards normal to above normal precipitation continuing across the region through May and June. So doesn't look like we're going to be out of the woods anytime soon, and definitely not going to be heading into drought mode.
We won't have sort of the ice jams that we had because of. Does that make a difference in the river?
It does. Yeah. We're looking at. We don't have the existing snow that was on the ground that we had back in March, which contributed an additional say 3 to 6 inches of water to the system. We don't have the ice issues. Ice is pretty well cleared out everywhere statewide. And the other thing is the soils have started to thaw out as well, too. You know, they're very saturated still. You know, they're not going to be able to soak up much moisture, but at least they're not frozen, and we're seeing 100% runoff from the snowmelt like we saw back in March.
National Weather Service hydrologist Mike Gillespie, thank you so much. We appreciate your being here.
All right, thank you.